Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. So how many of you like presents? We all kind of like presents, right? But how many of you think that Christmas is all about the presents? Nobody thinks that Christmas is all about the presents. Even non-Christians who don't believe in Jesus Christ don't think Christmas is all about the presents. But when you're a kid, that seems to be the main pull of the holiday. After all, Jesus' birth is just a really, really good excuse to get lots and lots of gifts. But what about for those of us who aren't kids anymore, who have seen lots of Christmases? And now, imagine Jesus. He's seen all the Christmases. It's been his birthday, 2000 plus. The older I get, I realize that presents aren't really what I'm looking forward to at Christmas time. Now that I have a child in college, I'm sure some of the adults here, parents, can connect to this. The thing you want most at Christmas time is for your kids to all be back. You just want them all together. That's what you want. That time together is the greatest gift. And seeing my extended family, and then seeing some of my best friends from high school, catching up, having conversations, that's what gives me joy. Hearing a few special Christmas songs on the radio, I like that. Putting up a tree matters. We finally got ours up today so I could write my sermon. I guess it just wouldn't feel like Christmas if we didn't have those things. But presents are somewhere way down on the list. And yet at church, we still talk about Christmas, always referring to gifts. I mean, it's really, no matter what you're talking about, you're kind of talking about gifts. And a lot of times, I mean, I can get if it's Jesus giving us the gift, or God giving us the gift of Jesus, I should say. But sometimes it seeps into, like, everything we're giving is something giving back to God, too. And I think we just got the directions confused. Christmas is always about God giving things to us. And then, what does that leave with us to do down here on earth? In fact, in the last song, or a couple songs before this, you know, you sung it right along with me, probably. It says, if I were a wise man, I would travel far. If I were a shepherd, I would give my part. But poor as I will give to him my heart. Now, I get it. I do. I understand what it's saying. But when you think about it, that's kind of a poor gift to give. I mean, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He knows what's in my heart, and it's not a pretty place to be. Do we really want to give that to Jesus on his birthday as a gift? Why are we talking about gifts that were given to God? We're not very good givers. He's the giver. So I started thinking about considering other ways that we could talk about Christmas rather than only talking about gifts. What's our role to play at Christmas? To receive the gifts, and then what? Well, what about time? Just think about time. It would make sense if we enjoy our time with our family and friends around the holidays. And, I mean, we enjoy that time. Perhaps Jesus would also just like time with us. And not a gift, but time with us. That makes sense, I think. Coming to church, like all of you are doing right now, that's a wonderful expression of time with God over the holidays. But there are lots of other ways to share your time as well. Making Jesus a part of your holiday festivities, your get-togethers. Starting off with a prayer, that's a simple way. But more than that, just the conversations, how you fit him in there. Each week at church, we offer a time where we can share how God has been active in our lives. We call these God stories. What might happen if the next time you're getting together for a Christmas celebration, you just happen to share a God story with one of your family members about how God has been alive and active in your life over the past year? It might give you even more time to talk about God in a conversation with them. I know that for me, Christmas time can get very busy. And I stop doing things that I normally do daily, like my devotions. I just get busy. It's only going to take 5 or 10 minutes, but for some reason, I don't seem to find the time to do that because I'm busy. But what if, instead, this year, you commit to sharing that 5 or 10 minutes of time with God, even though you're busy? I think it might make even more of a difference over the holidays to relax and remember that all the blessings you're getting to experience, all those, the reason you're so busy, is because you've been blessed so much. You have so much to receive from the hand of God. Your kids, the food, our homes, our country are all things that we can thank God for. But we have to take the time to remember to do it. We tend to forget to show that gratitude unless we spend some time with God on our own. As a parent, one of the other favorite things that I do at Christmas time, again, it's time. And time that people spend with my kids making memories. I just like watching them grow, especially when they're little. That makes me as happy as anything that anyone could give me, is just seeing them spend time interacting with my kids. So again, don't you think that maybe God would be excited if you shared some time with his kids? Instead of worrying about what you're giving him, like your heart, share your time and your love with the people around you during Christmas time. That would be a great gift every day, in fact, not just at Christmas. And it would show him that you love him, just like, wouldn't it make sense that you would be showing God that you loved him by loving his kids? How you treat God's kids is truly showing God's love, God, your love, in one of the best ways possible. So just remember, at Christmas, God gives you the gift. It's a downward arrow. Jesus was born on Christmas Day, and that frees you and me to share our time. Not to worry about what we're giving back to God, but sharing our time with all of God's kids in this great creation that God has given us. And by loving them and sharing God's love with them, we give God the very best gift, I guess, that we could ever give him. Time with us, working at our side through the power of his Holy Spirit. And then through faith alone, time with him in heaven one day. And maybe if we share his love with other people, maybe time with those people we're sharing with in heaven one day. Jesus' birth means God has given us time. Time to enjoy this life. And then time with him in heaven when this life is done. This Christmas, I hope that you all take the time to thank God for what Christmas is really about. That Jesus was born to give us time. Time to live our lives for God and time to live with God forever through our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.